anytime you have an unfamiliar opponent, obviously with them being part of the AFC and then, you know, with a new coordinator, you know, you're going to get an unscouted look. So they did a good job coming out in that first drive, assuming it was scripted, and kind of marching down the field. So we didn't do a good enough job kind of weathering the storm, so to speak, during that first drive. But other than that, I thought, particularly in the second half, they were having trouble moving the ball. They got a few first downs here and there, and I'm not sure what the final stat line was as far as rushing and passing, but you know, we felt like the game kind of tilted back in our favor. But once they had that lead, especially early in the game, they were playing it in such a way that you know, didn't allow for big plays from the defense, shall I say. So you know, fortunately the offense was able to put more points back on the board, tie it up, and we felt good going in overtime that we could hold our own, and that's exactly what we did.
What changed in the second half to not allow a touchdown? You guys played much better in the second half.
It was not much. You know, if you look at the run game, and obviously we're going to watch this tonight, but, you know, I think it was guys just, you know, not in their gap or not fitting correctly because for the most part it looked like they were bottled up. You know, and obviously with some scheme things, they were putting some guys on the edge, you know, some pullers and whatnot, putting big guys on small guys. But, you know, was it mixing, you know, big, hard back, running strong for a rookie. But, you know, we felt like it went back in our favor. I think Don was saying something at halftime. We had won like the first seven runs, and then they popped a few. And then obviously in the second half, we kind of, you know, hunkered down. And, you know, they made some plays, but for the most part, we were able to, you know, limit them to, what, 3 points or something in the second half, which was, you know, huge, because eventually our offense is going to get going, and that's exactly what they did. So, what we did.
How hard is it to play our defense? You're probably supposed to play with six DBs, and you only got five because I thought you
could do it. Yeah, well, you know, it's the whole next man up thing. It's difficult. You know, obviously, I think there was a few guys in that tent today getting looked at, but, you know, we battled out there and made the plays when we need to, especially that second half. And I think, you know, maybe in that second quarter a little bit too, just kind of buckling down and playing the run fits correctly. They were running some pick routes early in the game, which proved to be difficult, especially on man coverage, a little bit more zone. So, but we made all the adjustments we need to. It was just unfortunate we put ourselves in that big of a hole. And, you know, they did a great job on defense. I can speak on as far as, you know, that, as far as making Aaron uncomfortable. And, you know, but eventually we got the points.
Hey, Clay, so many of these overtime games have been difficult. Your defense, maybe you're shorthanded, you're losing guys, but to get the stop that you guys got right out of the chute, what does that mean to you guys?
We felt like, you know, whereas maybe some of those other games you're, you know, referring to where we just felt like the whole second half, I don't know, you know, if they had a lot of momentum in their corner, and strictly speaking on behalf of our defense. So we felt good about, obviously, you know, you want to win the toss with how the rules are, but we felt like we were going to go out there and do our job, and that's exactly what we did. I felt like we were doing that for the most part in the second half, and we did just that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's big. We want to be able to hold our own, and as I was saying earlier, unfortunately, their first 10, 15 scripted, whatever it was, they kind of marched down the field, which is something we'll have to address. But, you know, other than that, once we made the adjustments, which we need to, I felt like we did a pretty good job.
Clay, what did you think of Josh Jones, his first start? And he had, I think, two third down sacks and that third tackle in overtime on the first drive.
Yeah, we, you know, that was a great play calling by, you know, Dom and some of those plays. I'm sure you'll go back and watch him. But, I mean, just to finish those plays and be called upon, especially on, you know, a week's notice and go out there and start. Not only start, but, you know, kind of have to make those plays. So, you know, he'll continue to learn, continue to get better. But we're, you know, fortunate that he made those big plays, especially on third down, to get us off the field.
Week three, but it's maybe one of those games where you look back at the end and say, that just had to be in the W category today.
It's huge because obviously, you know, I'm sure everyone would have loved to have had the game gone a different way, and I think we're accustomed to not being down by that much. But, you know, I think you can take something away from this, you know, as with all wins and losses, especially to kind of play for four quarters and then some. I think it speaks volume to this team and, you know, hopefully the resolve and finishing, which we have. But, you know, a lot better to come out on the winning side of this because it very easily could have gone the other way. And, you know, now we got a quick turnaround, so I'm sure we'll look at the film tonight early and then move on to Chicago tomorrow.